whole point of Outward Bound, this was brought to this country in 1963 from Wales by a guy named Kurt Hahn, who was a German teacher, academician, and he had presented the British government with, he had escaped from Germany, he was Jewish, and his theory was that people, young people, were not surviving in what in situations where much older, previously challenged people had. So he felt that education was not outdoors enough, not rigorous enough, and it should be more experiential based. So he started the Outward Bound School in Aberdovey, Wales, and in the late 40s, it was very successful, and it moved to the United States in Colorado in 63 and to Maine in 1965. And I was one of the first women that came here. Women really hadn't come here. They had just opened their programming to women about 2 years before that. At the end of that course, day 23 or so, and I was basically pretty miserable the entire time, but I was sitting with one of the senior instructors on an island doing boat watch and watching the sun come up. When you're out on expedition, somebody has to watch the anchors in the boats 24 hours, so you have a boat watch. The sun was coming up, and it was just one of these crystal clear, absolutely gorgeous mornings, you know, looking. The water was completely flat and calm, and the fog was rising off the water, and this color of the sky was indescribably beautiful. And then I thought, well, this is why I'm here. I mean, this is amazing. This is so fabulous. I can be inside for about 2 hours before I'm, running around opening up windows and looking outside. And I mean, I've always said I wish I could practice medicine outside. There's a fundraiser here, a 3.5-mile swim from Lincolnville to Islesboro, which is one of the islands across Penobscot Bay. And they have 100 swimmers, and it's every August, and I did it this summer. And it raises money for Life Flight, which is the helicopter that evacuates critically ill patients in the state of Maine. Now, I'm pretty proud of that because I trained all summer for it, and it was great. And there was a group of there's a huge group of Outward Bound people here who are my age that we've known each other for literally 40 years that have settled in this mid-coast Maine, Penobscot Bay region. And a group of us, I think there were six, all Outward Bound, former Outward Bound instructors who decided to get together and do this swim. And it was just a great event. It was a huge community event, and it was really fun to do it, and we were all very proud of ourselves. I think it's made me much more sensitive to the needs of patients. I think it's made me listen better to people. I think it's helped me to sort out what really is the problem. Sometimes the problem really isn't the back pain. It's all the stuff that's going on at home that's, amplifying pain or a problem that's maybe not so much. I think the other thing is that I like having long relationships with people. I like to get to know people, and the practice of rheumatology is really suited to that because our patients, I always say we marry our patients. They stay with us forever. I had patients in Chicago that I'd had for almost 27 years. Very satisfying relationship, and I think, you go through all kinds of things together. I mean, my patients, through their illness, through the good parts and the not-so-good parts, but also the growing parts, when they have children and when their parents die and when they're spouses get sick and all the things that happen in life. Just sort of from a philosophical point, I would say to younger doctors in particular, if there's a door, open it, because you just never know what's really behind it. I think the most interesting things that I've done have been almost accidental. I mean, I had really no idea what I was getting into when I came to Outward Bound, and really it has become such an enormous part of my life.